Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. We thank God for another opportunity to look into His Word this morning. We have been studying the book of John for a while now. And then we're going to be going straight to the book of John chapter 12 today. And my prayer is that as we look into God's Word together, the entrance of His Word will bring light to us and understanding in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And I pray that the Lord will give us the grace, the strength to put His Word to practice in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. So John chapter 12 begins with the anointing of the feet of Jesus Christ. So 6 days before Passover. Okay, let me read from the New King James Version. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus, who had been dead, whom He had raised from the dead. There they made Him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with Him. Then Mary took a pound of very costly of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped His feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. So, Mary came to, anoint the feet of Jesus Christ. It is not a surprise here that Martha was still busy serving while Mary was busy worshiping. Though there is nothing wrong with that. But you remember what happened when Jesus visited these two women? Martha was busy trying to cook the food, running helter skelter, doing everything possible to make sure Jesus was comfortable. But Mary was there sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to Him. And Jesus told Martha, one thing is most important, and that is you sitting to hear Jesus is much important than every other activity that you're doing. And the same thing is happening here. Martha, they made Jesus a supper. Mary did not serve the food. Martha was still serving. But while Martha was serving, Mary had another insight. And the insight Mary had was to, pour a very costly oil to anoint the feet of Jesus. What a spiritual person Mary was. Yesterday, when we were talking about the death of Lazarus, it was also Martha that first came to Jesus. And Jesus was preaching to Martha. He was telling Martha, do you believe? He was telling Martha several things, preaching to her. But when Martha told Mary that Jesus was around, the Bible says, as soon as Mary heard, Mary ran to meet Jesus and fell at His feet immediately. So Mary had a heart of worship. Naturally, it's something she does naturally. All she wants to do is to worship Jesus. 3 different times. The first time she sat at the feet of Jesus, listening to Jesus. The second time she ran to meet Jesus, fell at Jesus' feet, with the heart of worship. This is the 3rd time again. She came again, brought oil, worshipped Jesus, anointed the feet of Jesus. She's a woman of worship. She's 100% a woman of worship. And I want us to take a cue from the life of Mary. Always have that position, the position of bowing your heart before Jesus every single time. Every time you have an opportunity to meet with Jesus, actually, you already, because Jesus is living in you, so you are supposed to be permanently bowing your heart before Jesus Christ. Every minute, every second, like Mary. But just in case you don't know that Jesus is permanently with you, every time you have that sensation that Jesus is around you, bow your heart. No, be like Mary. Always, when you're in church, you're more or less like in the presence of Jesus. Always be in the position of bowing your heart to learn at the feet of Jesus. I understand that you are the one that is supposed to be with the technical department, or you are the one with the instrument. This is very common with the technical unit, the instrumentalist, or the traffic people. They are not usually in the program from the beginning of the service to the end of the service. They are busy either doing one thing or the other. I understand that you can be very busy in the church, but don't be like Martha. Don't rob yourselves of the blessings of the presence of God just because you were doing activities. There's nothing wrong with activities, but any activity that will take you away from insight, that will take you away from, you know, understanding the blessing of sitting at the feet of Jesus to worship, then that activity is a distraction. It is a distraction because Jesus spoke to Martha, and I think that Martha should have understood this already, that even in this place, I think Martha should be the one anointing the feet of Jesus, not even Mary. But she was doing what? She was serving. She was serving food. That is not wrong, like I said, but that is not the ultimate. The ultimate is worship, not service. So serving is not bad. Some of you can be so engrossed with serving in the church that you've left your personal altar at home. In the morning, you're outside with your fellowship members going for prayer walk. And then after that, you're going for meetings. And after the meetings, you're going for revival meeting conferences. Is there anything wrong with going for conferences? There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with you serving in the church. You are very active in the fellowship morning, afternoon, night. The president knows you as the most active ESCO executive. You are always there to support. But your personal altar is lagging behind. Every time you go back to your personal altar, you don't even have time for it. All you do is just to rush your Bible study, personal Bible study and prayer, and then, boom, you're out again, you know, to go and serve. So be careful. Don't replace your personal altar with activities. May the Lord give us grace and strength in Jesus' name. So it is not a surprise that we see one of the disciples of Jesus Christ, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him. He said, why? Why? Where would you pour this kind of expensive oil? How will you pour it at the feet of Jesus? Actually, it was a very expensive oil. According to research, this oil is like the wages of a whole year. It's like pouring your annual salary. Do you know what it means to get salary for a whole year? And then take everything to the feet of Jesus. That is why someone like Judas was so annoyed. He was so raged. That, what is this? Why would you pour this kind of expensive oil? You just poured it at the feet of Jesus for nothing. I mean, did Jesus complain to you that he needs to be anointed? He's already anointed. So why would you even waste this kind of thing? Do you know the gravity of what Mary did here? By the time Jesus died, and they wanted to go and, you know, anoint the feet of Jesus. But that time, they didn't find Jesus again in the tomb. He had risen. But this opportunity that they had when Jesus was still alive, they maximized it. Sometimes the things you're supposed to be doing for God now, you want to postpone it and say, okay, I'll do it when I grow up. I'll do it when I give back to my children. You wouldn't know that by that time, you wouldn't have the opportunity to do it again. So whatever it is you can do now, do it with all of your heart. Pour that oil at the feet of Jesus now that you can. Don't wait and say until I become a millionaire. That is when I'll start paying. And I'll start giving so much money to God. That is when I'll start paying tithes. That is when I'll start doing this. Don't wait until then. Now that you can, do it. Whatever it is your hand finds to do, do it now with the whole of your heart. Don't wait until you grow up. You know, we are very fond of saying that thing, that the reason I'm not giving so much to God now is because I'm not rich. By the time I become rich, I'll start giving God loads of money. That's a big lie. If you don't do it now, you cannot do it then. So the best time to do it is now. Start doing it now. Start giving to God now. Whatever it is you can do, do it now. Start serving now. You know, don't wait until you say, okay, I want to become this, I want to become that before I start doing it. Pray the Lord will give us grace in Jesus' name. So Judas, it is not like Judas was actually concerned about the poor here. It was just, you know, concerned about the oil that was being wasted now in quote. You know, it was because of the greed of Judas. And I feel that this is one of the reasons why Judas was so angry. And then he just said, you know what? I'm tired of this man. I'm going to report him. And then he went ahead, you know, to sell Jesus Christ. So I pray the Lord will open our eyes to this, and the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, let her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial. For the poor you have with you, but me you do not always have. Praise the name of the Lord. And then we see the triumphant entry. Because of our time, I'm just going to stop there. Triumphant entry, massive lesson from that. I've thought about this many times while we're going through the Gospels. Bible says, the next day, a great multitude that had come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming, they took branches of palm tree and went out to meet him and cried out, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Then Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat on it, as it is written. So everything Jesus did was in fulfillment of prophecy, fulfillment of the scripture, you know. And then the beautiful thing is that Jesus was actually walking on those wrappers, those palm tree, was walking on it with a donkey. They were praising Jesus. But do you know it is possible for the donkey to think it was that they were praising? You know, sometimes when people praise you for the things that you're doing, don't even accept the praises. You must be quick to take the praises back to God. Whatever it is anybody's praising you for, you are not the one. There is nothing you can do by yourself. So if they are praising you because of one small thing that you did, or even if it is a major thing, you must always acknowledge the one who has helped you to do that thing. And I pray that the Lord will give us grace to do this in the name of Jesus. The donkey should always remember that there is someone on the donkey that is being praised. So it is not you that is being praised, but God that is riding on you. So you must always have that at the back of your mind, that God is riding on you. So don't ever at any point in your life take anything, any glory to yourself. Even if you passed your exam, it was God who has helped you to pass that exam. And I pray that the Lord will give us that grace to be able to maintain this position for the rest of our lives. That there is nothing you could achieve by yourself except that God helped you to achieve it. May God give us grace in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you for joining to this podcast. God bless you. See you again tomorrow. Bye for now.